This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. On demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you get that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
Yeah, a little special on demand for you today. We have a great show for you today. Oh, it's so good. We have
so good.
Not one. Not two.
Two.
But actually three guests today.
Three.
Two of them came as a duo, I will say. But we have three guests today. We have legendary, legendsdolive.com, Jaren Smalls, Dougie Fresh. Not that Dougie
Biggie
Fresh.
Smalls.
Biggie Smalls and Dougie Fresh, though, are on the show. Also representing the Head Wreckers, K-Dog, on the show today. Talk about 3.5's upcoming full-length project. First ever full-length, all-original project. Don't touch my Thin Mints, DJ Motai. I saw you. How you doing today, Motai?
I'm good. I want some Thin Mints.
You're not getting these Thin Mints. I've been looking at these Thin Mints this entire show. You're not getting the... I'll give you one Thin Mint.
Two? Maybe three.
I'll give you... Oh, 3.5. I'll give you 3.5 Thin Mints. And it's going to be good, though, Monty. I mean, we're coming up. It's been a great week. You're in your cowboy hat, cowgirl hat.
Yeah, everybody seems to love this cowboy thing.
I think it needs to be your new thing.
I'll pass.
You'll pass on the cowboy.
I'll pass.
I have my rodeo belt buckle on. See that? 50th anniversary rodeo belt buckle.
Nice.
1982.
Very nice.
You know what I'm saying? It's got my dad's initials on it because it's his.
Was it his? Oh, it is
D-E-G. Was his. It's mine now. I stole it from my dad. But we have a great, like I said, great show for you today. But I want to say this before.
Okay.
You know, I got to let everyone know that the new show is going to be the first show that's going to be debuted nationally for Reality of Wrestling. It's called High Octane, hosted by myself, my colleague, Matt Topolsky. Very Polish last name.
I was just going to say that.
Matt Topolsky and I. We're hosting High Octane. All right, and I'm doing the commentary. I'm really excited. We're going to be debuting nationally with Reality of Wrestling on the Soul of the South Television Network starting April the 1st.
April
1st. Very excited for that. And we're always here every Saturday night on the Cube, Channel 57 here in Houston. So I'm really excited about that, Monty.
That's really good, Brad. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
Hold it down, okay?
Hold it down.
Hold it down. In my Houston voice.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, Don. I got to say Don.
You got to say Don.
Don.
We had a really great, last Monday was a really great day at the Debonair Lounge. We had our first ever Debonair Lounge showcase with Sound Mob, Kai Meyer, and Kelly Cryer as the judges, man. Shout out to the winners of those, which are Dylan Cole and Nadia, who will be appearing on the Brad Gilmore Show. That was part of the prize win. They got to appear on the show. We'll be interviewing them here pretty soon, so look out for that.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Make sure you
coming
do.
Down the pipeline. I don't want to delay too much. Motai.
Gilmore.
You ready for these Thin Mints?
Yeah, dude. Hurry
up. Well, to get these Thin Mints, I need you to give me DJ Motai's Monday morning music mix.
I got you. I got some new stuff for you.
You got some new stuff? Well, let's hear it, man. Play it.
Now?
That was my DJ voice. Right.
Now. Here we go.
It's playing.
We'll be right back with K-Dog and Jaren Smalls and Dougie Fresh. Biggie Smalls and Dougie Fresh. The Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand.
For the ladies. That right. Turn me up. Lil Hef and the Hope. And Lil Cool K, baby. K Boogie. You broke up with your man cause he cheating on you. That nigga don't deserve you if he be creeping on you. It got you tired and crying, you try sleeping on it, but your pillow soaking wet because you steady weeping on it. Your girl hit you up to say we finna go out, hit the club, have a few drinks, take a load off. Plus you got that new dress you been waiting to show off. Fix your face, do your hair, and we ready to roll out. No doubt you mad,
sexy and you're mad. Them niggas want your ass, they don't even know the half. Your next nigga gotta be better than your last, and he gotta make your future feel better than your past. All I could do is laugh, you turned them all down. I couldn't hear their words, but I see they all clowns. Grab you by the hand, they'll never understand. Don't fall for these niggas, baby, get yourself a man. Couldn't talk to her cause the music too loud. Waited till we got side, catch her in the crowd. Seen her walking to a car, blowing out a cloud. And I say, what you smoking? And she say, is you the laws? I told her, hell nah, they call me K-Dog. My real name Corey, I can tell you got a story. And I'm willing to listen as long as you wanna tell. You can take a nigga number, go and put it in your cell. Make time for me, hit a nigga up, baby. And we can text, we can talk, I don't give a fuck, baby. Let me take you out to eat, have a good lunch, baby. And we can find a spot to meet, or I can pick you up, baby. And I ain't even trying to fuck, that ain't big enough. See, I ain't like them other niggas, so don't mix it up. All I wanna do is show you I'm the different one. You say you looking for the real, and I'm real enough. But don't get it twisted, baby, cause I'm still a man. And I'll fuck you way better than them niggas can. But that ain't in a nigga plans, cause we could be friends. And if I fuck you, then you probably say you love me then. But when it's real, it ain't even much about the money. All you do is fuck them good and keep it 100. And just like that, I have your heart. I let you pick your position if you just play your part. Know what I'm talking about?
What's your fantasy? I'll take you there to that ecstasy. Oh, girl, you blow my mind. I'll always be your freak. Let's make
sweet love. Dre Kasperson.
So act like you know and get with it.
You know what I'm talking about, I ain't gotta say it. Fuck up in this parking lot, you know just what that is. Turn that radio, I play it. Baby, it's going down, and this is all I'm saying.
Don't flex up,
all you wanna sex up. All you wanna sex up, don't flex up. You just wanna sex up. You just wanna sex her. Trying to get you on my heart,
oh my heart.
Cause you ain't on it.
Ain't no need to take your time.
Come get up on it.
Let me show you how to drive.
Baby, listen up. We gon' ride it out from 9 to 5. 9 to 5.
9 to 5.
And I can drive sick and you know that.
Know that.
And if you wanna smoke, I can roll
that.
Put one in the air, I can blow that. Boy, you know I got it, I'ma show that, yeah. You know what I'm talking about, I ain't gotta say it. Park up in this parking lot, you know just what that is. Turn that radio, I play it. Baby, it's going down, and this is all I'm saying.
Don't flex up,
all you want is sex up. All you want is sex up. Don't flex up. You just wanna sex up. You just wanna sex up. Don't flex, flex, flex. Don't flex, flex, flex. You just wanna have sex, sex, sex up. Have sex, sex, sex up. Don't flex.
just wanna see me touch my toes in the dress. You just wanna see me touch my toes in the dress, baby. So don't flex, baby. Don't flex, baby. You want sex, baby.
Breathing hard just for her. Yeah. Victoria's Secret's out, windows out, fogged up. Yeah. Scared of the truth, cause of a premonition, how it would happen. If touching you is wrong, yeah. I don't wanna be right. These voices, it's talking like this in my head. Yeah. Touching it might just get you in trouble. That's how I let you know I really want it though. If you wanna go, won't let you leave till morning. But you gotta know, I won't stop till you're snoring. I'm hiding my hands cause you got me trembling, yeah. Don't look at my hands, don't look, don't look. You so bad I'm shaking, baby. In my head saying, how could you be so trifling? Yeah. Scared of the truth and of a premonition, now it would happen. If touching you is wrong, I don't wanna be right. These voices is going off in my head. Touching it might just get you in trouble. That's how I let you know I really want it though. If you wanna go, won't let you leave till morning. But you gotta know, I won't stop till you're snoring. I'm hiding my hands, yeah, baby. You got me trembling, yeah. Don't look at my hands. You so bad, I'm shaking, baby.
That adrenaline.
Adrenaline rush, yeah.
Let this,
yeah.
Got me tempted, and the way you move keep my attention. I hear these voices in my head, but I ain't listening. You the type of woman got me scared, gon' have me tripping. But it's homicide if I get up in it. You give me life, I take that sentence. Cause you fine as hell, and you show me winning. You got a body like voices in my head, but you show me sinning. When you be rocking that red dress with them black heels running from your past. You got my blood pressure rising up, girl, you know you bad. So with all these bitches talking, I'm cutting for you like broken glass. Made me wanna test drive them curves with no seatbelt, and I hope I crash. Cause I hear your body talking, it's telling me that you feel neglected. And I'ma put my hands all on your body, girl, don't feel disrespected. I'm in the presence of a God that's trying to gain a blessing. I got my mind made, you leaving with me, and it ain't a question. I can't help you.
Adrenaline rush, yeah.
Let it burn.
Adrenaline rush. It's the adrenaline rush. And my heartbeat is pumping.
You gotta take something. You gotta grab something. Hello, yeah.
I hear these voices in my head, but I ain't listening.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
And we're here back. Another great interview for you today. We're here. He's been on the show before, Motai. Remember when he was here?
Yeah, I remember.
Remember, it was the first time we ever did the morning show in the morning. You remember that? It was like, You got here like 10 o'clock in the morning.
Me?
No, him.
Oh, I remember.
You. Yeah. Always late.
Probably showed up late, right?
Blast
but
mode.
But we have him in here today. K-Dog is here. How you doing, man?
I'm all right, man. Blessed to be here, man. It's another day, another blessing, man.
Yeah, man. You were here early. You got here early. See, this is one thing I do like about K-Dog.
I was on time this time.
In a world full of rappers.
He said this time.
Hey, he might have been late last time. I don't remember. But in a world full of rappers who are never on time for anything. Uh-huh. You know what's funny? If you go to like the rodeo, and it's like a country show, right? Everybody is on time. If it's 7 o'clock is when Luke Bryan's going to perform, at 6:59, Luke Bryan has already started performing. He's early. He's
You're
ready.
Absolutely right.
The fans are ready. But at every hip-hop show I've ever been to, we were at one recently together. It was like an hour and a half off schedule. I don't understand how this happens. But K-Dog.
I mean, I know you've heard of black people always being late.
Okay, so let's dive into that first. Let's just jump into that. Why are black people always late, according to you, Ashley?
I don't know the reason. I just know that that's the case.
You were late today.
Yeah. I'm really bad at time management.
You're bad at time?
Yeah, but it's not because of my color.
Do you think black people are always late, Kato? Is that a real thing?
The majority.
It is, but I can't explain it.
Yeah, make sure you hold the mic up. A little closer. There you go.
It's close enough.
Tip to the lips, man.
He looks all awkward now. Look at him.
He doesn't want to put the mic up too close to his lips. I don't know why.
I know you don't rap like that.
I'm used to rapping like this.
That's fine.
Just don't cover this part, but.
That's good.
It's straight right here? Man.
That's good right there.
Yeah, man, I don't know why black people are always late.
Are you typically late places?
I am, always.
Why is that? Here's the thing. Like, when I know I have to be somewhere at 5 o'clock, at 3:30, I know, okay, let me start making the motions of getting ready, shit, shower, shave.
How long does it take for you to, okay.
No, I'm just
shit,
like
shower,
saying,
and shaving, okay.
Yeah, like, you know, get dressed, comb my hair, you know what I mean, brush. I actually use a brush, I don't use a comb.
I was going to say,
little
okay.
Little known fact, tidbit, a little extra for you. And then by 4:30, I'm going to leave the house, most likely. Maybe 4:20, you know, if I have to go and get somewhere at 5 o'clock, knowing how far I live away, what the traffic's going to be like, all right, what's going to be my average speed of travel.
Yeah. My problem is I get distracted too easily. So I'll tell myself, yeah, I'm going to leave an hour early, but I'll start getting dressed, and then I want to turn on music, and then somebody texts me, and then it just goes from there. And then I just, like, get a nonchalant attitude, like, ah.
And then one day you just, you know, you're coming from Waco.
Yeah, one day you're coming from Waco and then show up. Don't even show
Excuse
up.
Excuse me.
Actually.
Let's not go there. Let's not
It's
go
funny.
There.
K-Dog was texting me when I was up here, and he was asking me, like, I guess he saw you, and he was like, yeah. she like on the show? Yeah. I was like, yeah. He goes, the cowgirl?
I saw you with your head and your boots on. I said, oh, check him out. I got a cowgirl now.
Okay. Actually, I'm not a cowgirl, but today I am. I'll be that. Because I am bartending at the... Cowgirl Monty.
Yeah.
I could be anything Monty.
Okay.
Anything you want.
I could be that. Oh,
yeah.
Just
whoa. Whoa.
Anyways.
Every guy looked right.
I'm bartending at the rodeo.
You're like, what?
He's over here fixing his collar.
He got hot.
Whoa. Hey.
What you were saying?
Yeah. I'm bartending at the at the rodeo. So this is my uniform. And
true.
That's where I'm going after the show. So. I'm
rodeo
actually
still
not
in
a
time?
Texan, but I'm very Houstonized today.
Rodeo still in time?
It is.
Until when?
We have 4 more days.
Oh, okay.
So Sunday is the last day.
You're not from Texas?
I'm not.
Where you from?
L.A.
Cali?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So the now other L.A.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The other one.
I had to get it right.
You would know if I was from the other one. Yeah. My accent would be a little different.
Okay. True.
True. I'm true.
How are you back? What have you been up to, K-Dog? We haven't seen you. I mean, I've seen you, but I haven't heard you on the show in a long, long time.
Yeah, I've been
it's
working.
Been almost a year, if you believe that.
It's almost, yeah. But I just been working, you know, trying to get right, working on my project, trying to keep money in my pocket. Same old.
Did you go to South by Southwest this year?
I most definitely did.
How'd you like it out there?
It was straight.
You played some shows?
No, I didn't. I seen a few people perform though. I ain't get to perform myself though.
Who did you see? Were you about to ask that, Monty?
I seen Doe perform. You know, I was with Doe Beezy most of the time. I seen Bun perform. We seen Mobb Deep perform. We seen We've seen a couple other underground people perform. That's about it.
How do you feel about South by Southwest? Because I know that it used to be a culture, and now I'm seeing that it's commercial. It's more commercial.
I mean, that's what I heard, too. You know what I'm saying? I just found out about it probably in 08, 09, or 2010 or something like that. And then we start going out there, and we just been trying to take advantage of it every year. You know
Did you go last year?
I went last year.
And the year before that?
And the year before, yeah.
But haven't you seen it change? Yeah. Like, every year it's more. It's like crazy. It's like Mardi Gras now.
I mean, shit, it's money out there. I'm trying not to spend so much money. I go out there trying to make money now.
Right, exactly. You
know? It's funny that, like, Spring Break, Mardi Gras, South by Southwest, and St. Patrick's Day are all like in like the same like 2 week span.
Right.
I just don't think that they want people to be in their correct mind in this period in March. It's like everything, like South by Southwest, when you know you go there, the streets are filled with drinking and smoking. It's like a musical Mardi Gras. Yeah. It really is.
But I saw pictures, it was like no room to do anything. Everybody was squished in on the street.
Have you ever been?
Yeah.
South by?
I didn't go this year, though. I saw pictures, though, and I was like, I kind of glad I didn't go, because I don't really like all those people like that.
You went last year, too? Mm-hmm. Was it better than last year?
Was what better?
South by.
What about it?
Was this year better than last year's?
But as far as performances?
Overall experience.
I mean, it is what you make it. We didn't make too much of it this year, and that's probably our fault, but it is what you make it. If you take advantage of your days out there, then you'll get what you get out of it, whether you're trying to perform or whether you're trying to network, whether you're trying to see other people perform. If you take your time and go to the activities, you'll make something out of your festival.
That's a very poignant way of putting it, K-Dog.
I mean, shit, I've been out there every year for the past 3-4 years. That's how I look at it. If you just take miles out the day and go do what you want to do and not waste your time,
that's the thing about Austin. I mean, it's a free little
And then another thing is you easily distracted. You could get distracted by so much shit out there. You fuck around and don't go to what you was planning on doing, you know? So
that is true, because you're walking down 6th Street, and then you pass by Torchy's Tacos. And you're like, oh, wait. Mob Deep can wait. All right? I need the Firebrush Taco.
They have some fire food out there. Their pizza is even good.
It's good. Okay, that's cool.
I never had that.
Shut up, Brad.
I know.
That's cool.
He's always trying to be a smart ass. All right, we'll jump him.
All right, K-Dog. But anyway, you're here today because you have a new project coming out. Tell the fans what that's about.
We got this new project called 3.5. You know, it's my first all original project. Got all original producers on this thing. Got 13 tracks on this thing. And yeah, him live.
You got 13 tracks. Any features?
Yeah, I got some features. I got featured by Dante Higgins, Dobeezy, Cab, and Double B, and Showstopper.
Yeah.
And Darian West.
Who's the last? Darian West?
Darian West. He's a singer from Houston.
Yeah. Okay. And you said there's 13 songs, all original. Mm-hmm. Work with different producers on every one?
Not all of them. Just about 5 different producers.
Who'd you work with?
I work with DJ Grimm from Rosenberg. He a producer and engineer I've been working with. I work with D. Francis from the Head Records. I work with Risky Boy. I work with T. Gray. I worked with Southern General. And it might have been one more, but I think that's about it.
And, like, what's your process, though? Like do they send you tracks and you kind of go through them and try to see if any of them speak to you?
Yeah, that's really what it is. Like, I have a lot of different producers trying to work with me. I just tell them, send me something. Or they try to ask me, what's your style? What you like? And I explain it to them, you know what I'm saying? And they'll just send me some shit and whatever speak to me. I go for it, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I got to pass up a lot of beats because I get so many beats. I'd rather pass up a beat than sit on it, you know what I'm saying? So they have to speak to me for me to work with it.
Oh, okay. So you go through, you're listening. Do you work similarly, Monty, in the studio?
I do, and I'm very picky about the beats I choose. First of all, I like 808s. If it doesn't have an 808 in there, I'm not fucking with it. I don't want
that?
It.
What is that about?
Well, because I'm a dancer too, I need to be able to feel the. I need to be able to feel the beat.
What kind of dancing you do? I'm sorry. What kind of dancing?
Choreography, hip hop.
She's gonna come out with. I do any kind of dancing you want.
No,
whatever kind of dancing you want, K Dog.
No. So I'm pretty much the same. The beat definitely has to speak to me too, as well. But I did want to ask you, what is inspiring this project? Like, what is this project about?
I mean, I just haven't put out an all-original project yet, and everybody that know K-Dog should be waiting on it. I know that's what they're waiting on, to see what I can do without industry beats, you know what I'm saying, with beats from original producers. So that's what this is.
And so what type of feel will we get when we hear it? So is it like trap music?
I don't know. I deliver to the streets and anybody that can relate to my music. Okay. I don't try to step out of my box and try to deliver to nobody else. You know what I'm saying? I deliver what I know. Everything I rap about is what I know. And everybody that can relate to it, that's who I cater to.
Right. Okay.
That's pretty dope. I've known K-Dog for a while, been a K-Dog fan for a while, and yeah. I haven't heard the all original thing. And I think a lot of the times there's a stigma with underground artists who use, like you said, industry beats, like, and they'll say, oh, well, he's just a freestyle rapper. He can't make the actual music. And right. I know even a fellow head record, Dobeezy, went through that for a little while. Oh, he's just a rapper, you know, rap his ass off kind of guy. He can't make actual music.
So they're putting him in the Cassidy category. Because Cassidy, he's like a he's a battle rapper, but he doesn't make really good.
You ever battle rap, K-Dog?
Yeah, I battle rap twice.
Twice in your life?
I'm 1-1.
You're 1-1. Did you lose your first one?
Yeah.
Who'd you go against?
Esco. Yeah, the video on YouTube.
Oh, okay. What do you think going into that battle? What was going on in your mind? Because you've never done it before, right? Yeah. So what was going on in your head? You're like, man, I'm just gonna come off the top, or I'm gonna spit some written stuff at him.
I spit some written shit, definitely, but I'm just competitive, and I knew he was the hardest. We was outside of Kickback. When it was still at the store in season one, and I think I just heard him rap inside the store, and then people didn't want to leave. I called him out to do a battle.
Oh, you called him out?
Oh, you called him out, okay.
Or maybe he said something like, somebody who want to battle right now. I was like, fuck it, nigga, I battle. I think he was something more like that. I don't think I called him out. he was like, man, I battle anybody out here on some shit. And I was like, nigga, battle me, $20 right now. We battle.
I'll put money on
Did
it.
Did you say 200?
$20. Oh, 20,
like, okay. I was like, confident?
Never battled before. Sheesh. You're not putting $200 on the table.
Yeah, all right. $20 up just for the people outside. And
did you just go one round or what?
Three
rounds.
Yeah.
And so did the fans decide? Who decided? Or did you just know you lost?
I think so. I think the fans decided, and it was kind of anonymous. He did his thing, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Then you lost.
YouTube.
You lost battle one.
It's on YouTube, baby.
K-Dog, it's on YouTube, baby.
K-Dog versus Esco. Y'all go search it up. All
right. But what made you, after losing that first time, why were you like, let me do this again?
I think somebody told me about this dude. I was out there on the Lamar campus, and somebody told me about this dude going around Lamar campus that can rap good, saying he can be a battle rap, whoever, he'll win, put however much money up. And I was like, tell him, I said, what's up? And they set it up. We put some money up, and I won that one.
No, you won that one. You shut that guy down. Three rounds?
Yeah, 20, yeah, Chicago.
Is it more than $20?
Yeah. Yeah, it was probably 20, 50, maybe.
20, 50, something around there.
Nah, it might have been $20. I don't know. But I want to say more because I don't know. I just say $20.
But no, you have no aspirations to battle again?
I mean, nah, not really. Not unless I know a nigga trash. Like, y'all seen that?
That's y'all real. Seen, that's up. Real.
Like, y'all seen that the battle with, what's his name? Lil Snoop and the dude with, the Eagles, Deshaun Jackson.
No,
I seen that shit. Yeah, that was a real weak ass battle. And if I was in a situation like that, I'd have definitely battled. That nigga battled for like 10 racks.
10 racks.
$10,000. I'd have definitely battled that nigga. He was both of them.
Well, okay, here's the thing though. You say you would have battled him. What if he was hustling you like an old school pool hustler? Spit some whack rhymes, all right?
And then smash me in the head.
Exactly.
Rex was on the line.
And you know what else they do that in? That little gambling game where they go around with the cups and you have to pick which cup.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
No. I lost money like that before.
I'm sure
what are you talking about?
See how passionate I am about it? Yeah. I was so pissed because the first time I bet like $5, he let me win. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. So I like kept putting up money. He let me win. I think I got up to like $100. I'm like, I got this. And this dude, I think he cheated. I think he like
Yeah, it's a scam.
It is definitely a scam. I'm very mad. Whoever does that needs to retire that shit.
I went to the Jay-Z concert when he was in town a few months ago at the Toyota Center. And before the concert started, I went in to go use the restroom. And, you know, as I'm washing my hands, I see like a bunch of dudes in the corner all huddled up with each other, right?
In the restroom,
you're like, whoa, I don't know what's going on here. I don't like this image that y'all are painting. So I, but you know, curiosity kills the cat, right? So I went over to go look. Right? What are they doing? I just needed
Brad.
To know.
What if they were doing something
I just
crazy?
Needed to know. And so anyway, they're over there and they're shooting dice, right? Yeah. And it's like this, like you could tell this guy's been doing it for his entire life, right? He just knows how to roll the dice and he's just doing it. And he gets while I'm sitting there for like 15 seconds. A dude, he looked maybe like he was like Arabic guy or Hispanic, someone like dark hair, dark skin, he lost $600 within 45 seconds of me standing there.
Wow.
And I was just like, man, you gotta
That's
know.
That's why gambling is not for
in
me.
In a dice game?
In a dice game. Because he kept putting 100 down for every roll. You know, normally it's like the dollar. You put the dollar down and then you might walk away with 17 bucks at the end of the day.
People get killed over that game. I don't
man,
like that
if
game.
I were that if I were that dude, I'd been so pissed. He kept throwing down just crisp $100 bills. And I'm like, you're losing every time. What makes you want to continue
exactly.
to throw down money?
That's what makes him want to do it again. Because he's like, fuck, I need to win my money back, you know? Won my money back, and then he loses it again. That's why I said they need to retire that shit. It's
you
deaf.
You ever hustle anybody, Kato? You ever hustle anybody?
I'm a hustler. That's what I do.
Oh, you hustle other people?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Make the money. Make your money off of them?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what business is, though, Brad. Even business.
Right? Yeah. No business. Yeah. Corporations just hustle.
They hustle.
People.
They hustle.
What's your definition of a hustler, Kato? What makes you a hustler?
My definition of a hustler, anybody that has anything that can make them money, if you have anything that makes you money, whether it's, I guess, if you got anything, any kind of product for sale that makes you money, if you peddling that shit, then you're a hustler.
Actually, it's pretty good.
Any grind, any kind of grind, I guess, anything.
Yeah.
Anything there that you makes go. You, I guess anything that makes you money is a hustle.
That is true. Mm-hmm. That is true. I'm a hustler, Cam.
I don't think a job is a hustle, though. I'm trying to get it outside of a job, though, like regular job.
But a job is a hustle. It's just a different hustle.
Is it?
It's just a different hustle because
who's hustling for somebody else?
Who's hustling? Yeah,
it
exactly.
is because
who's
it depends. Like, for instance, I'm a bartender on the side, but then I want a 9-to-5 on the side, and I do my music on the side. Just because I ain't pushing weight or
so
anything like that,
main,
don't mean
everything's
I...
Everything's on the side. Yeah, what's your main thing?
I'm saying they're all on the side. I mean, they're all equally important right now.
So you have a bunch of side chicks.
Yup. No main. Oh, my music is my main, bitch.
You sing?
I sing. I rap. I play the piano. I dance.
You play the guitar?
I want to learn the guitar. I do not know the guitar. But since I know the piano, it'll be a little easier to learn.
I heard that.
But yeah, I mean, I think hustle, I think anybody could be a hustler. What are y'all laughing at? Did I miss it? Did I miss the joke? Joke on Monty right now?
It was just so funny.
Why?
You're just like, you're like, you that. Know, I love the piano, so, you know, guitar's going to be easier. And then Kato just... I heard that.
It was just funny.
I heard that.
Anyway, so okay, let's get back on 3.5 real quick, though. For yeah. people who are just new to K-Dog and hearing you for the first time on this show, what is 3.5? Like, where does the title come from?
The title come from, I'm in a series of killing sprees. I did a killing spree 1 back in high school. I did a killing spree 2 like in 2008. And I did killing spree 3 back in 2012. And they was all straight flows. You know, I go through industry beats, instrumentals, and smashing straight flows. And this is my first project on all original shit, so I called it the 3.5, the Killing Spree 3.5.
Killing Spree, you think you're ever going to stop being on a killing spree?
Nah.
Are you just going to go killing spree 4, 4.5, 5?
Nah, it ain't going to be no 4.5. It's going to go from 4 to 5.
4 to 5?
Yeah.
So, but okay, so then tell me that. So why is it the 0.5, though?
Yeah, it could be 3.5. It's just I called it 3.5.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying like why a half? Why is it not
if
a
it's
4?
All original.
Why is it not
why
four?
Is it not the 4? Because these are all original projects, and when I go to Killing Spree 4, I'm gonna go back to straight killing shit.
Oh yeah, it makes sense.
Instrumentals okay. and shit. So this is yeah, it's 13 tracks, all original songs. So I call it the 3.5.
And when can we expect this?
April 1st, him drop.
Hand me that poster back there.
Let's see the poster.
A couple posters y'all can tag up in here. We've been going around Beaumont and Houston and tagging them up at stores
nice.
And car washes.
Is that where you're from, Beaumont?
I'm from Houston.
Okay.
Look at this. Coming April 1st.
I heard
1st.
You say Lamar. Did you go to Lamar
yeah,
too
I went
as well?
To Lamar, yeah.
Nice. Tay Mitch went to Lamar.
Tay Mitch did go to Lamar.
Tay Mitch.
You said smart guy?
Don't give him
that much credit. No, I'm just kidding. Nah. He's not good people. He is good people. Tay-Tay, I got your back, bro.
Tay sucks. Anyway, K-Dog, let's start to get down to the point here. Now, you said you have some singles on here. Now, I've definitely heard a lot of these. I've heard Shut This Bitch Down. I've heard I've Got the Juice.
Booty call,
I've heard
Brad.
Get Your Money Up. It isn't a booty call. I wish it was. Sorry, my phone was going off. But we can expect this April 1st. What do you think people, when they hear this for the first time, what do you think they're going to take away from it?
I mean, shit, just the fact that K-Dog can make music now that y'all can see that I can make songs instead of just rapping, it's up to them to judge it on whether they like it or not. You know, everybody got their own opinion, you know. I'm just me. I'm a rapper, and I know I got a fan base that like certain shit, so that's who I'm delivering that to, and it's up to them what they do, what they take from it.
Definitely. Well, let them know where they're going to be able to find this project.
It's going to be on thatpiff.com, headrecords.com, and barnerandfadeall.com.
Well, definitely, man. Well, I appreciate you coming back on the show.
Most definitely.
Yes, very nice meeting you.
No problem.
You nice have Monty, who's a cowgirl. She can be anything you want her to be, remember, or do whatever kind of dance you want her to do. So y'all can talk when the mic stop rolling. I'll put you with the info. We'll get it cracking.
But do not try to pimp me.
Where can they follow you one more time?
I'm on Twitter at @KDOG_BNFA, at @KDOGG_BNFA. I'm on Instagram at @KDOGG_Bitch. I'm on Facebook, K-Dog, YouTube, K-Dog, BarnerFadeAll.com. We got this bitch, 3.5. Let's Get Live. Him drop April 1st. And we got a lot of videos coming out with it. You know what I'm saying? We got the intro video dropping April 1st. We got the I Got the Juice video. I'm going to follow right behind it. The Fuck That Nigga video.
Oh, nice.
Follow right behind it, too.
FTN is the way I would say that, too.
Yeah, FTN.
All right, K-Dog. Well, I appreciate you coming by, man. It was great catching up with you, dude. Well,
yes, and, very dude, nice.
Really great, dude. Really nice to catch up. I said dude. I've never said that before. so I'll check you later, man. April 1st. Make sure you get 3.5. And as the poster says, let's get live. K-Dog in the building. Appreciate you, man.
Already, man. Appreciate y'all. Brad Gilmore Show. I ain't bullshitting.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand.
On demand. We just had our great interview with K-Dog of the Head Wreckers, 3.5, coming out April the 1st. But, Monty, why don't you tell them who we have in the building right now?
We have the birthday boy, Smalls. Who they, don't laugh at me, Brad. Now my Cowboys hat is coming off. Okay, everybody, he wants me to introduce our guests to you guys. Yes. I don't want to do this, but.
You, gotta do it,
you got it. You can do it.
So we have Jaren Smalls in the building. He's going to tell us a little bit about himself and his upcoming projects. He brought his special guests with us. Jaren, could you tell me a little bit about how the legendary company is going?
Jaren Smalls. Great intro, Monty.
Right.
Sorry, guys.
You worked it.
Yeah, I've been doing it for so long now, the whole legendary bit. When people ask me like what it is, so it's like verbatim in my head. So like legendary kind of started when I was at school. I went to PV, of course. And a guy was calling me legendary for like 2 weeks. By the name of Jamie Ashley. I'm good? Do I need to stop?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay. By the name of Jamie Ashley. And I kind of disregarded the whole legendary thing. I'm like, okay, it's called me legendary, cool, whatever. So one day I finally asked him, I'm like, man, why are you calling me that? He's like, man, you're just doing so much stuff that, you know, people don't do while they're in college. Like, you know, you started your company, Smalls Media, you was the president, you got your name on statues, you got your face on buses. It's like you're just doing a lot. And at that time, I was like 22, 21.
Yeah, your face on statues?
I mean, name on statues.
Yeah, I got
And face on what?
Buses.
Yeah. Buses?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. That's cool.
Yeah, my name is on a statue at my
university. Is it still on the statue?
Yeah,
no, we scratched it off.
Right.
It was a prank.
The crazy thing is, I unveiled the statue my name was on.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was.
That had to make you feel
good.
Did
Cosmo come up with the dope logo?
Nah, actually, a guy named Georgie Casanova of Georgie Films did.
It is awesome.
Shout out to Georgie.
I'm definitely a fan of that logo.
And it was crazy. We did it on accident. You know, I was at his house. I'm like, man, we need to make something up, because it's like, this is 2 years. Legendary, people don't know Legendary is like 2 years old.
Yeah. So, I didn't know that.
We was in his house. I'm like, man, he actually spelled out Legendary. And then I was like, you need to change something. And then he had changed the E to like the three lines. I was like, oh, hey, keep that. And then he had changed the A to a triangle. He's just going through stuff. I'm like, no, keep that. And then I'm like, we'll change the colors. So we kept everything white and we changed these, you know. A lot of people don't know, like, these are really the symbolization of what it really means. You know, like, the three means creative child. And then the triangle, that's the God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Nice.
So that's why everything's still referenced. Only three things we changed, the three stuff, you know. So it was a lot of stuff. We started it March 3rd, 2011. So that's why we did the launch on March 3rd.
Wow. Nice. Yeah, so
3-3.
Yeah, everything was, nice. You know, relevant to what we was trying to do, you know, so.
Smalls, you're always on a move. You're always into some different things. It's very inspiring to me personally because I've known you a while. President of our school. All
went
type.
To PV, if people who don't know. Smalls went to PV.
Yeah.
Prairie View A&M.
Yeah.
And you were the class president?
Yeah, I was a student body president.
Student
body president, rather. Yeah. Well, what all entails in being the student body president? What do you got to do?
That's a big deal. I ran for that position for an entire week. I had a budget I couldn't go over. But that position, I was over the entire student body of the university. So about, 85, roughly 9,000. I was the liaison between them and the president of the university. And then actually, since us being in the A&M system, the chancellor of the A&M system, all nine schools, I had to talk to him about stuff.
Oh, wow.
Right. You know, so it was
huge.
It was serious.
It's huge.
It's a
big
deal.
It's a big deal at our school. It really
Smalls
is
a big deal.
Smalls is a big deal. Yes.
Smalls is a, there you go, Motai.
I get that all the time. That's crazy.
Smalls is big.
Smalls is big. Biggie Smalls. Does anyone ever call you that?
Yes, all
That's
the
a good
time.
One.
All the time. One of our friends. She used to call me Biggie Smalls all the time. What was her name? She in D.C.
What was her name of my friend? What was the name of my friend I had?
Your friend.
Man, that's crazy. She was a commenter. Every time she said me, Biggie Smalls, that's all she said. I was like, what's up? Oh, she's the only person I let call me that in school, though. Everybody would just call me Smalls.
Everyone else calls you Smalls.
If I would have known she called you Biggie Smalls, I would have hit you with the Biggie Smalls. Just
I'm
because.
Just that don't even sound right. I'm going to hit you with the Biggie Smalls.
Pause. I'm always doing that. Oh, my gosh.
Monty's
I always have to pause.
Stuff. Monty's been doing stuff today. She told our first guest, K-Dog, she was like, I'll do anything. No, wait, what'd you say?
I didn't tell him that.
She said,
I told
I'll
you
be
that.
Anything I want you to you want me to be. I'll be anything you want me to be. Is that not
Dad,
what you
you're
said?
Making it sound so wrong.
But that's exactly
why are you
what
trying
said.
To pimp me to people?
Did she say I can be anything you want me to be?
That's what she said.
I said I can be anything you want me to be. And I wasn't I wasn't looking at him. I was looking at y'all. And I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah,
but it's fine. It's fine.
You made our guests nervous.
Yeah, you intimidated K-Dog a little bit.
Did I?
Yeah.
And his,
you think so?
And his two fellows.
A lot of people say I intimidate people. I'm not intimidating, huh?
No.
I didn't scare
you know, this
him.
Voice,
they
yeah.
got hot.
This other voice y'all hearing, this is my business partner, Doug, you know, Douglas Johnson.
Doug.
This guy.
Doug.
So he helped start Legendary.
Dougie Fresh and Biggie Smalls. Right.
Dougie Fresh.
And that's actually, he gets that a lot, Dougie Fresh.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm sure.
You know, him being from New
York. I know what I'm calling him. You guys now. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah. Right. Names in my phone have changed officially.
They've changed.
That's great.
That's it.
But, man, Legendary, man, you launched on the 3rd. It was a big deal at Stereo
yeah.
Live.
Yeah.
I was in attendance there, man. I was actually thankful enough to be a part of the Legendary launch. You got to see Brad Gilmore on the big screen. Well, I didn't get to see Brad
Yeah,
Gilmore.
I surprised him. He wasn't there for the surprise.
Okay. So they played my interview on the huge screen.
Was he late?
Yeah. You know why I was
oh,
late?
Oh, really?
You know why I was late?
No excuse. No
Tay?
Excuse.
Tay Mitch.
No excuse.
I picked Tay Mitch up.
Because I didn't tell Brad purposely that it was going to be played. I was just like, he's going to be there. He's going to see it. He can be like, yo. That was his first time probably going to ever see it.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was.
And I missed it.
And he ruined it. Because he was late.
Because of Mitchell.
Low key.
Taylor Mitchell.
So I have to take that myth back now. Not all black people are late.
Well,
not only
early.
Black people.
Jaren was early.
Low key, Brad's like my token interview that I go to when I show people.
Oh.
Yeah, he really is.
Yeah, his personality is it's worthy.
I got somebody real big off Brad's interview. So.
Nice.
You know, hey.
He knows, too. That's why he's like, yeah, I'm the man.
I know.
I got this.
I know. It's NBD.
You know how I do.
NBD. But it was cool, man. I really enjoy being a part of the process. But tell people, like, why are you interviewing the people? Like, you told me what Legendary is, but why the interviews with people?
We're interviewing people that sometimes don't always get light shed on them because often we look at all the people that are doing something, which is nothing wrong, but, you know, what about that person that's helping them get to where they are, that's actually that right. You know, that shadow that people really don't get to see, because often they have dreams and aspirations just as much as the person that they're helping.
Right.
You know, so I just felt like there's a lot of people that we don't shed light on that we should, that could help kids, because this is all for kids.
Yeah.
You know, so I want to, you know, show kids, like, from middle school to college that, you know, whatever you really want to do, you can do it, because look at me. I'm 23. Right. I'm a real person. I go through real stuff every day. I have real problems and tribulations every day. And the people that I'm interviewing that y'all look to or look at, like we did David Banner, or, you know, we done the controller Ronald Green, that you forget that they're people. Mm-hmm. You know, Ronald Green, he's from Third Ward. But people wouldn't know that because they see he's the controller. He got all the money. He's a nice car. But he went through something to get where he was at. Just like we're currently going through our situation trying to get where we want to go.
Right.
You know, so I'm just trying to let everybody know, like, there's nobody's different from anybody else. So
it's all in your mental and your mentality.
That's all it really is. It's a mental thing. It's, you know, so thing. If you think negative stuff would happen.
Will happen. It's a boomerang. Yeah. It really is true. I'm a walking witness of it.
Well, I mean, like the law of attraction type stuff.
Yeah. I mean,
definitely.
And really, the biggest thing was we wanted to make it cool, because, you know, going to a lot of school systems, if it's not cool to them, they don't want it.
They're not interested.
They're not interested.
I can't tell you how many times, like, you know, like you're in middle school or high school and you have someone come speak and everyone has to go to the auditorium and you're listening to their speech and you're like, oh my God, get me. Normally you're happy to get out of class, but when you had to go to those auditorium speeches sometimes, they always sucked.
Until they were boring.
You know why?
Yeah, why?
It's not relatable.
Exactly. But let me tell you this. One time, I can't remember if it was middle school or high school, but this guy came out on stage to give his presentation. First thing he said, he's like, I'm going to make it rain up in here. And he threw money into the audience. But it was like an older white dude. But it got everybody's attention instantly.
Right.
It was relatable. It was like,
that was a good way to do it.
I know there are some girls in the auditorium right now who are going to grow up to be strippers.
I was just going to say,
there are felons in this room
who
are going to be used to dealing with strippers. I mean, it was a very relatable thing for everybody. No, but what I know you recently did a career day. You at Stafford Middle School.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that go?
It was very, very, very good. We kind of like, I'm not going to say we took it over, but, you know, she's like, just bring as many people you want. And I brung a lot of people that we interviewed. The keynote speaker that day was a guy that we interviewed by the name of AJ McQueen.
Yes.
You know, and he was very good because he's from St. Louis. He joined the gang when he was 13, got shot when he was 15. He was like, I'm done. But now he does a lot of motivational speaking. He does poetry. He's done stuff for Obama.
Nice.
And he's
for Obama? Mm-hmm.
And everything happens for a reason. He probably got shot so that, you know, God could use him,
that's
you know,
thing.
To teach
yeah,
others.
You know, and I'm just showcasing to the younger kids that, you know, you can really do it, because look at us. Like, everybody I brung that day was, the oldest was probably 25.
Wow.
Yeah, it was 24, 23, 22, doing what they want to do in life. So, of course, when I come in, I got my Jordans on, I got my jeans on, and I'm talking to you the way you talk.
Right.
You're a little more easier to listen to what I had to say versus somebody with a suit on.
Right.
You know, so.
So let me ask you this. Do you feel like this is your purpose of life to build and lift uplift the youth?
I'm going to say more than just the youth, but my whole thing was my dream is to be, you know, a director, a film director, do music videos, commercials, everything like that. So I'm getting my outlet through that with my interviews.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like me expressing myself and what I want to do, because ultimately the whole thing is, like, instead of me trying to, like, make it and then come back, it's like I'm going and I'm taking you with me.
Right, right. You know, so you're taking them through your
journey. It's not so much that I made it, it's I'm showing you that I'm making it. The real essence of, like, yo, this dude, like, that's why I'm so visual. That's why I post so much stuff. I'm showing you, like, look, I'm gradually going to where I want to go.
Right.
You know, I went from Stereo Live to that, I want to say, that next week I was with the mayor.
Wow. You know, you do make a lot of moves, because I remember that first year performed at Miller Outdoor, and you were doing video there.
That's what I was about to say. That's where I first met Jaren Smalls.
That's when I first saw you. And I just, I'm really proud because you're doing a lot, and I'm watching. Hey, Tay.
Yeah, but anyway, that is where I first ran into. I remember Miller Outdoor Theater, me and Motai, 2011, going
right,
to play.
Right.
And you were shooting video. Y'all were both there. Y'all were both shooting video there. And then I remember running into you some, like a few, like, maybe actually not until the next year seeing you again. And then a few months later at Fitzgerald, and then I saw you again at the Drake, and then I kept seeing you and seeing you and seeing you and seeing you. And then, you know, the legendary stuff starts happening. Everyone's talking about Jaren Smalls and Smalls Media. And then you have all these music. You've done a lot of music videos, too.
I haven't done a lot. It was a point where I know I did Vari V's, like, first video.
Yeah.
Corrects.
Yeah.
And that's when I had one camera. It was just me. It was hot, you know, but we made it happen. Then I did, you know, I did, like, two Showstoppers last videos. And I did Leroy Cook's video. And then Prince Cannon's first video,
Prince
too.
I was going to say Prince Cannon.
You know, so now that, you know, that's gone, we're actually getting ready to come back on the Smalls Media side, and it's about to be something really stupid that we're getting ready to, like, it's about to be dumb. Like, the Legendary was cool,
He's
but, like it's
yeah.
about to be to where, you know, but I'm showcasing that you can use more than one director to make something happen. So the whole myth of you can't help or we can't come together to do something because we're trying to have the same craft, I'm trying to dismiss all that. You know, so it's something real, real big, real big.
You know, you touched on something good. Like, there's a mentality sometimes in Houston, I've noticed, that it's like, if I'm doing this and then you're doing this, something similar that I'm doing, we can't be together.
We can't even compete.
It's too much competition. But isn't that kind of almost the crabs in a bucket mentality
right.
that's in the city? Like, what do you think, like, Why do you think we're like that here in the city? Because I know, like, I've seen in other parts of the country, not so much like that. More people work together. And I think it's starting. People are starting to be more collaborative.
Yeah.
But what do you think is going on?
People hungry, man. Like, you know, it's just when you really say you want to do something and you see somebody else doing it and you know, like, you have passion, it really does bother you. I can't sit there and say it doesn't. Because if I sit there and, like, say, for instance, you start your podcast.
Yes.
And somebody else starts their podcast. And all of a sudden they get like Obama. You be like, I've been doing this for like the last 5 years. And it's like, you're gonna feel some type of way.
Yeah.
But not knowing, like, you know, instead of the whole, you know what? I'm gonna go a little more deeper. I'm gonna probably say. So the older rappers that we have, right?
Yeah.
If you notice, like, the younger rappers we have, it's easier for them to put us on. You know, it could easily be like, hey, Bumby could be like, hey, this is the next guy, done deal. No, because they want to kind of stay more, a little more relevant.
Yeah.
You know, instead of passing the torch, you go to Atlanta. We went to Atlanta, and literally, look, they just like, you want to do a song? All right. You want to do a song? All right. And that's just what it is, because it's enough room for everybody to eat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Everybody wants to be that guy in Houston instead of understanding, like, if y'all help each other, everybody can be that guy. You know, so.
You know, we have this discussion a lot on the show.
So. I mean, I don't like getting into all that, like, you know, but I just, that's where, you know, Legendary, when I bring in people like, because we're trying to get ready and do Paul Wall and stuff like that, but when you see people from another standpoint talking about how they grew up or why they do what they do, you kind of be like, okay, you're not really a bad person anyways. You actually, like, you really
exactly.
cool.
Yeah.
You know, so, like, because often you just think, like, oh, man, these dudes mean. They don't want to talk to nobody. Nah, they got families. They got kids, and they just trying to provide for their family.
They are human beings.
You know, they just human beings, you know.
Just like regular people.
That's what it is.
It is weird, but I know one of the people y'all had, the big name on the Legendary launch aside, you know, from Brad Gilmore. the name y'all had, David Banner, was actually part of the initial launch.
Yeah, David Banner. And it's crazy how we got David.
So tell me the story. This is your platform.
So we're talking to a recent PVO, well, she's not a recent, but she's a PVO alumna by the name of Nikia, but she goes by Black Sugar.
I know Black Sugar.
And, you know, a lot of people know Black Sugar. She's known, you know, relatively well in the city of Houston. And she's in my house, and, you know, I tell her about Legendary and stuff like that, get my whole spiel. She's like, I need somebody big or somebody in some stature. She's like, who you want? I was like, man, David Banner. She's like, hold on. Got on the phone.
So why did you
choose David?
She called him
like in my house.
Oh, wow.
So on the phone. So like PV's homecoming is that same week coming up. So that week we had PV, and like I keep getting like this phone call from like, I'm thinking it's a bill collector. So I'm like, man, I'm not answering the phone. And I picked the phone up. He's like, Jaren. I'm like, yeah. He's like, this is David. I'm like, David who? Like David Banner. I'm like, oh, what's up? You know? He's like, I want to do an interview. I'm like, cool, when? He said, Tuesday. I'm like, all right, it's Sunday.
Oh, okay.
So like literally Sunday, we left that Monday night. We was in Atlanta the next day, that Tuesday.
But out of all people, why did you choose him when she asked
you? Because a lot
of
people don't even know David Banner was the SGA president at Southern.
Wow.
A lot of people don't know that. You know, he was a student body president at his university. Very, very, very intellectual person. And that's, she's at all right now because she's like, I did not know that. Because you look at Like a Pimp and all the songs he did, and you when you actually sit down and talk to him, he's spoken on both of Obama's campaigns. He's a very big advocate in politics, you know, in the community.
Wow.
He's an author. He's done tons of movies, and he loves helping kids. You know, people don't know that because they see all the music and the stars and the fame. That man's one of the coolest people you probably ever meet.
Yeah.
And that's my whole point of showcasing, like, look, I know you hear Like a Pimp, but this is LaVell. You know what I'm saying? Not David LaVell. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You see him, you're like, man, okay, cool. But and from an artist standpoint, I just got him believers. I didn't get him fans.
Right.
Because they can connect with him. Now, like, you know
There's
what?
Difference.
I know you as a person. I'm rocking with you. So if you put out some project out, I'm going to get it.
That just willed me in. I'm like, SGA president? Never would I have thought that. Yeah. Right. Wow. What is his Instagram? Just David Banner?
David Banner likes pictures.
That's a great Instagram name, right. By the way. David Banner likes pictures.
Like, even when we did Brad, you know, I've been on Brad for like the last 2-3 years now. And when he came in and told me about the whole several projects stuff, I was like, whoa.
Bells.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's all right.
I didn't even know. You know what I'm saying? And I've been knowing him for a while. And I was like, whoa. That threw me back.
Yeah, it was the first time I talked about it publicly was on that. But it's stuff like that, you know, that I think, you know, because I sent that interview out to everybody I knew, you know, and people were contacting me like, hey, Brad, I didn't know all this, you know, about you, da-da-da-da, man, you know. Oh, my mother. Like, at the legendary launch event, I had 2 or 3 people come up to me like, oh, well, my mother had, you know, da-da-da-da-da. And, you know, you're right. And it was just kind of crazy to see, like, you know, I mean, I talked to a friend of mine yesterday on the phone actually about the legendary thing. I was actually telling him what you told me Monday night about the big coup you got, you know, based upon partly of my interview. And he was like, man, when I watched your interview, I'm not going to lie, like, I teared up. He was like, because it was real. He's like, I hadn't seen you in that light. You were funny, but you were being real at the same time.
Right, right.
And I was like, wow, you know, well, that is the magic of Jaren Smalls and Smalls Media Editing. And that crazy guy's the studio that we recorded in.
Right. Obi Grant. Obi Grant, yeah.
But, okay, so Legendary has launched. LegendsDoLive.com is live. You can go see all these interviews.
Mm-hmm.
You have more coming down the pipeline, right?
Yeah, we have another, I want to say, 10 coming out in April.
Another 10 in April.
Mm-hmm.
And so are you going to keep dropping new interviews?
Yep. Once we drop the 10 in April, we'll start doing the new interviews for the summer, which we'll be having some good leads right now to have some very, very, very good interviews. Potentially one guy, he's actually running for mayor of New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
But he went to Preview.
PV.
You know, yeah, and then another guy, he's 25 years old. He's getting ready to run for State Congress of Texas. I don't think you have people understand he's 25.
And he's running for Congress.
State Congress of Texas.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
That's humongous.
Man, PV really does produce productive people. In all type of ways, dude.
I'm not going
seriously
down that road. It's going to see. That's a whole nother.
I'm serious. Because I even learned a lot from there. Not even just academically. I mean, outside of it. It even helped me find who I really am and what I really want to
do. It's funny. Well, PV did produce somebody who cultivated the entire sound of hip-hop in New York and DJ Premier.
Yeah. A lot of people don't know that. He went to Preview.
Yeah.
So,
wow,
you know,
and
then
that.
It was a phase where, you know, we're getting ready to try to talk to Kirko about, you know, doing his interview because, you know, we did his cousin, Ken.
Yeah.
Ken I Randall. Love Ken.
You know, and
my dude.
Actually, that's the first real interview Ken did before he did that before he got signed.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, so that's in the whole synergy of everything is like when I, you know, when we have the next event or when we do it to a school, all the people that are interviewed, like say for instance, like, man, okay, I talked to a kid, he wants to be a radio host. I can bring him in front of Brad. I'm like, look, he's just not going to talk about it. He's going to actually bring you in his world.
Right.
So you can see what he does.
Mm-hmm.
So not so much of a like, okay, he comes and talks to me and just leaves, because that's what happens often when we have speakers that come to schools. Right. They just go and leave. And
right.
That really hurts a kid because they look up to them.
Right. They want to engage with you. You don't just come and leave.
Right. You know, that's what the show is getting ready to develop, because, you know, we're getting ready to launch with HTV, the municipal channel for the mayor. You know, and I showed Brad's interview to her, and she called me like, she's like, hey, I want to do one.
Yeah, that's right.
So
Brad, you know, Gilmore.
World Brad, champion.
He's
huh?
the plug. Look, Brad's the plug. So I mean, you know, now we're getting ready to start, you know, start doing stuff with the mayor. We done an interview on the Port of Houston commissioner.
Nice.
You know, and people don't know he's from CUNY Homes, the Third Ward. That's a very, very low poverty, you know, place.
Yeah, I know about
that. So Ward. Like when you hear somebody like that with that much stature in the city, like, yeah, I'm from CUNY Homes, you be like, what?
Right.
I didn't know that, you know, so we're just trying to bring up a whole nother lane of, you know, showcasing people.
That's what's up.
And it's dope. It's a really great thing. Y'all can go check it out. LegendsDoLive.com.
Yes.
And what's the Instagram? Legends Do Live, right?
And now that makes sense to me. Legends Do Live. I mean, it you can look at it from different ways, different mm-hmm. perspectives, but now I kind of get the true meaning, okay?
You know, like one of our things is like our slogans is like heroes are always remembered, but legends never die.
Right.
You know, legends will never die. Like when, you know, Martin Luther King died, he's a legend.
You'll never forget him.
Yeah. You know, and that's where everybody should understand, like, you know, whatever you, when you were born, you're already legendary, whether you know it or not.
Right.
You know, because you were born to do something on earth that, you know, no one else has done to show that God is good.
Right.
So, like, you know, DJ
it's
Motai.
It's up to you to captivate in it.
Right. Like, so DJ Motai said he wants to be one of the best DJs in the world. Okay.
Make it happen. Do it.
Just do it.
It's your
you know
choice.
Being successful is not hard. It's just a choice.
It's your choice.
Oh, wow.
I say that every day.
Success is only one step, one decision away.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. You know, people, like, one of the biggest guys I use as a example is like Diddy. You know, people look at Diddy, man, he got so much cars, so much clothes, all this stuff, this money, so flashy. But the man got kids.
Yeah.
He ain't had no father.
Right.
In retrospect, he's providing, he's doing all this so he can make sure them kids say, he was there for me like his father wasn't.
Exactly.
And that's the biggest thing. You missing that whole picture.
Right.
Like, if you go on his Instagram, he talk about his kids all day.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I truly believe he's probably a genuine person. You know, TV, what people don't understand about these shows, there's a platform. They go with the platform. They follow this platform.
Right.
If they want to portray Diddy to be all hard and mean and rude, they're going to do that. It doesn't mean that he's really like that. That's what people miss. They miss that Hollywood, it's an act. It's a plan. It's still business. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, that's why I respect Jay-Z too, because I didn't know that he didn't put out an album until how old was he?
He
was like 30 something. He wasn't even signed yet. What? Yeah, his very first one. His very first one.
I don't know Jay's age.
But like basically they wouldn't sign him. So him and Dash, Damon Dash came up with, you know, a game plan or whatever. I just think I don't know, when I learn about these people, it's really inspiring.
Like, even with that, like, when I say speak stuff into existence, like, I ask people all the time, what makes Jay-Z the best rapper alive? Some people talk about his lyrics or his business moves and smoke. He just says it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
he says that he is, yeah.
And no one's ever questioned him.
Exactly.
After so many years, you keep saying it, mentally you can be like, yo, that's the greatest rapper alive.
Yeah.
After what you say.
Exactly.
Like, T.I. come out of nowhere, I'm the king of the South. Somebody questioned him, and he shut it down. And other than that, nobody ever said anything else.
Exactly.
Yep. He's a king.
He's the king.
That's so
true. You gotta say it. You gotta own it.
He just said it. You know. So Brad talks about all the time. He's the entertainment world champion.
Yep.
Until somebody says something. Until somebody says something else, he is.
Yep.
Right. I just tweeted, your mentality determines your direction.
It's true.
So I mean, I'm just really. Once I learned about the law of attraction, that was it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you
know, and it's just a big progressive young movement that I'm doing. You know, I want to show that everybody I had a part of my launch from the caterer.
Right.
Her name is Andromeda Scott, Sweet Cayenne Catering Cake. She's 24, 25 with her own catering company.
Mm-hmm.
She has a son, and she beat cancer.
And she what?
She beat cancer.
Wow.
So for, you know what I'm saying? She, and that's her business. That's her dream. She cooks. know, she made like, you know, then
I bet it's amazing.
From everybody we had, like from all the sponsors that we had, there were 25-year-old CEOs in there with their companies.
Nice.
You know, so like no, seriously, like, but it's just like, it's a young progressive movement shaping. I'm basically getting ready to say these, like, you know, how Powwow and all them came up together, they grew up together. They so cool with all the city council members because they grew up with each, all of them. Yeah. So we're the next phase.
I was just gonna say, it's our time. Our generation is here.
But
it's
we, like, have to work together. That's the exactly. thing. And that's where I feel like Legendary could be that middle, you know, piece to say, okay, everybody, we can come together and make
you
stuff
can
happen.
Be the liaison, just like you were at Prairie View, between the mass of Houston and then the higher ups here. You know, yeah. you can be that. You know, I think Jaren Smalls does a really good job at that. You know,
he does.
Everyone likes Smalls.
I connect a lot of people.
He does.
Somebody told me, like, if I had a dollar for everybody I connect, I'd probably be rich. Like, really. I'd be really
he
rich.
He did. And that's what you are all about. You connect people to different things, man. That's what he's
and
always
I don't
doing.
Ever ask for nothing. That's now that I'm like, man, hey, y'all do what I got to do.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's because you understand your purpose and you do it out of passion. You're not doing it to get something out of it. So that's what's up. Doug. What about you, Doug? What you been doing?
Just thinking about that cake over there.
I know.
Cake, man, and I'm with Doug. I've been looking at these Thin Mint cookies for an hour now.
Me too, you've been,
man,
digging in there too. Can
I'm
you not find them?
They're not open yet.
I'm waiting
they're
on you to open it
yet.
So I can
know
steal some.
I know trying to get them.
Doug did our radio show at PV. That's how I knew him. That's what's up. I didn't even know that. Right. Yes, you can.
No, he can't.
Yes, he can. You can learn. Else do it. That you. Right. Nice. Yeah. Yes. That's what's up. Isn't it cool when you're like really anxious about something that you've been so secretive about for so long?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Major scale, because I've done everything. You know, people, there's nothing wrong with starting at the bottom and, you know, trying to get your way around. So
yeah.
I've just been real secretive about it, and I've kind of started at the top and worked my way down.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. It makes total sense, because even me, like, it was like, even with my music career, it's like I was building that network, you know what I'm saying, while I was trying to find what direction I wanted to go in with my music.
Yeah.
So now that I've kind of got my network, now it's time to build. You know, it's just backwards. It's a little backwards.
You know, like I said, like, man, we, like, if you know us, we've done a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And people don't even know so much stuff. Like I can say about Doug, people don't even know Doug's so low key. He does all his work when you don't think he's doing something. He's
exactly.
Doing
that's but to like, me the best way.
You know, Doug. You know, Doug is a Grammy voting member. People don't know that he be low key.
Grammy voted member.
Yeah. So Grammy parties we go for free because he's in. Like the lady is over at the Grammy season in Austin, the big office.
Whoa.
They're like best friends. You know. So it's like, and I've done stuff with BET and NBA. You know, I'm
right.
I just turned 24 today.
Right.
And like the other day, they called me. BET was like, "Hey man, you got some other people that you want to put on?" I called people. I'm like, "I got three or four of them on." Mm-hmm. I put them on.
Right.
And, you know, so it's just
that's what's up.
It's just about
that's
trying to really just genuinely helping people.
Mm-hmm.
That's all
I feel
it
that.
Is.
You just gotta believe in them, and then
go
from there. That's what's up.
Well, definitely, man. Well, hey, I appreciate you taking the time out on your birthday of all days,
right,
to come to the Brad Gilmore show.
What are you doing for your birthday?
Don't you feel special? I feel special.
Not too much. I mean, really,
work.
I got. I know I'm going to DJ Chose's video shoot tonight with Boomtown. So you know he's doing a
shout
third
out
level shoot.
Yeah,
gotta go support the third level. That's our boy.
Yeah,
I love Chose. He's cool too.
And he did it the right way. You know, he graduated. Yeah. Mm-hmm. College has a full degree, and now he can focus on what he wants
to
focus
on.
Yep, that's how you got to do it, man. Jaren Smalls, 24 years old today. Look at you, man.
He had a special birthday song outside.
They sang T.I. outside
strangers.
On the sidewalks.
Dude, he old now.
You're old now.
Old.
Your birthday, April. You about to be old, too.
You're almost as old as our oldest friend of all, Tay Mitch.
Yeah, man, that beard was he was getting some couple grays in it the other day. I saw him. I was like,
I saw it too.
That beard gang.
Yeah, he put that beard.
Gray beards, man. Uh-oh. Gray the beard. Well, Jared, man, I appreciate you coming up. Check him out. LegendsDoLive.com.
Instagram, Twitter, all the same. Legends Do Live.
All right, Jared, yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Doug, you too, man. Dougie Fresh and Biggie Smalls on the Brad Gilmore Show.
Yeah.
Right.
See y'all next week. All right. Peace.